This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, May 1st, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. The Undertaker, Goldberg, Brock Lesnar confirmed for WWE's Saudi Arabia event. WWE announced Wednesday it will hold another event in Saudi Arabia this summer at Jeddah's King Abdullah Sports City Stadium on June 7th. Now, as part of the announcement, WWE noted that Roman Reigns, The Undertaker, WWE Champion Kofi Kingston, Braun Strowman, Universal Champion Seth Rollins, Goldberg, AJ Styles, and Brock Lesnar will all be featured at the show, which will stream live on the WWE Network. Goldberg has not competed for WWE since dropping the Universal title to Lesnar at WrestleMania 33 2 years ago, while Lesnar has not been seen on WWE programming since losing the Universal Championship to Seth Rollins at WrestleMania 35 last month. Now, WWE held a pair of events in Saudi Arabia last year. The first was the Greatest Royal Rumble back in April of 2018. It featured Strowman outlasting 49 other competitors to win the first ever 50-man Royal Rumble match. In November 2018, WWE returned to Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel amid a deluge of controversy following the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. WWE went ahead with that show anyway. It was headlined by Triple H and Shawn Michaels beating The Undertaker and Kane in a tag team match. The bout marked Michaels' return to the ring for the first time since WrestleMania 26, which was back in 2010. Now, while WWE held the show, it was careful to avoid any mention of the fact that they were in Saudi Arabia throughout the Crown Jewel broadcast. WWE has a habit of utilizing several legends and part-time superstars at those Saudi shows, and the June event will be no different. Goldberg's return is significant since he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame last year, and it was unclear if the 52-year-old would ever wrestle again. It is possible Goldberg can simply be appearing and not wrestling, much like Hulk Hogan, who opened Crown Jewel with a promo segment back in November. If Goldberg does compete, Lesnar is a potential opponent, given their history and comfort working together. UFC President Dana White told ESPN's Brett Okamoto on Tuesday, Lesnar is retired from MMA, and the fact that he is advertised for the June Saudi shows supports that notion. The Undertaker has not wrestled since Crown Jewel last year, and he didn't even appear at WrestleMania 35. The Dead Man did show up the next night on Raw, though, and interrupted a musical performance by Elias. Now, given that interaction, a match between The Undertaker and Elias could be in the offing at the event. It would not be the first time Taker has faced a young star in Saudi Arabia, as he defeated Rusev in a casket match at the Greatest Royal Rumble. With the next Saudi show taking place on June 7th, WWE has about 5 weeks to build toward it, and it will have less than 3 weeks between the May 19th Money in the Bank pay-per-view and the Saudi event. All right, so we're talking wrestling. I like wrestling. I like WWE. So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. So this whole Saudi Arabia thing has been sort of a double-edged sword, if you will, for WWE. They signed the deal, which I believe is a 10-year deal, and pays them a giant pile of money to do a couple of shows a year in Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is a U.S. ally. Everybody thought it was going to be a great thing. They had a lot of money coming in. Everything was great. They faced a lot of criticism to begin with because they didn't have women wrestling in the shows because of the laws in Saudi Arabia. And at this point, WWE, the women are getting closer and closer to equal footing with the men in terms of billing. We just had women main event WrestleMania for the first time. They've main evented other pay-per-views as well. And some of the biggest stars in the company right now, current stars, are women. So that was the first thing. Then there was the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, which I'll skip any political talk about that and the U.S.'s response or lack of response to that killing. But WWE faced a ton of criticism for going ahead with that show. In fact, they had active superstars who said, I'm not going. I will not perform in Saudi Arabia. which is one of the reasons why they rely on some of these older guys who either only show up part time or who are actually retired. The other reason they do that is because the people in Saudi Arabia who want the show, they grew up watching The Undertaker and all of these other wrestlers. So, yeah, those are the guys they want to see because those for them are the big star. So what do you do when you're in this sort of situation? They're sort of caught between a rock and a hard place. Do you break your contract over something that literally the president of the United States has not really made any sort of deal over? Or do you keep going and risk the public outcry, whatever it might be? And it's going to get less and less as we get further and further away from that event. It's a tough position to be in because you're a publicly traded company. You're for WWE. They have a lot going on that is contingent on having these revenue streams coming in. And yes, they've got two new TV deals coming in this fall that are going to pay them $1 billion over the next several years for both of their flagship shows, one on USA and the other one on the Fox network. But they are also relaunching the XFL coming up next year, which is going to take funds to do. It's going to take backing funds. And WWE is a publicly traded company, so they've got shareholders to answer to. It's a tough position to be in. And before you go holding WWE up to this standard, why do they have to keep doing it? Why do they have to take this money? Just think about what the United States is doing in terms of Saudi Arabia and how they've responded. And is it really fair to hold a wrestling company? I'm sorry, an entertainment company that features sports entertainment. Is it fair to hold them to a higher standard than we're holding our own government? Just think about it for a second. And that is your morning crunch wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving to the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future and your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information.